So hi everyone, this is the Design a Game podcast and I'm your host Pietro Polsinelli. Today we are with our friend Stefano, who's actually hosting the podcast. And today we'll talk about
rhythm.
About rhythm and audio plugins in Unity. Actually, I would like to ask you also about the audio in Unity in general.
Yeah.
Because as in many cases, Unity has a really general and powerful approach to handling audio. I mean, from the very beginning, it's based on a broadcasting and listening and multi-microphone kind of structure, no? So you can have several audio listeners in the scene and audio producers right from the start.
Yes, from this point of view, yes, you could put no, it's not a very professional Unity from the beginning. You could do normal 3D audio, putting your sources where you want in space, and but it has adopted a good audio library, which is FMOD, as an audio internal engine. It's very powerful to mix and do all the sound effects you want, you know, reverb, etc. But Unity doesn't allow developers to use all the features that FMOD has.
Why that?
We don't know.
Okay. So this is built in. So when you download Unity, you always have it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The audio engine is an external dev box, the sensor that is FMOD model, and so all the audio pass through that. But geek audio programmers that would like to develop interactive music synthesize things, you have to do it by yourself. Luckily, in latest versions, I guess in from 4, Unity 4, we can write straight into the audio buffer, so we can synthesize our audio and send it out, and that opened the doors to several kind of electronic music, real-time music generated games.
Very interesting.
And we were waiting for the write to buffer.
But I mean, if you write to buffer, you have to do a lot of work on your side.
Yes, and you have to do the synthesis.
Okay, so, and that can be simplified by using some plugins or...
No, there is just not in the asset store. You can find several audio, let's call them audio kits that helps novice to manage the spools of the out the pool. Sorry, pool or spool?
Pool.
Spool.
Anyway.
Okay. And to manage music lists, to have a library of samples and effects, and to call them easily, and not building your audio class. But quite nothing asset store until now has a synthesis engine. Okay. I found them outside the asset store.
Okay.
Yeah, there are also many professional ones.
Like, for example, if you remember names.
Fabric, by the Tadsman Studio, a very nice English guy, who develops this very, very powerful engine. You can have it if you ask as a demo version.
Okay.
And I found this is quite one of the more powerful one. And there are also, I'm very interested in stereophonic games.
Okay.
There is another engine, it's called Papa something, but it's not already compatible with Unity Strata. You have to deal with external classes.
Okay.
It was a mess. that's it. Anyway, if you are a novice, on the asset store, you find three kits. They are quite all the same. They're developing very well. Audio Toolkit, Master Total Audio, and another one. And they help you to build libraries of sound effects and music. These are the two common audio that any game has, a background music and sound effects to play when when you need, and allows it to have the variations. You know, when you play a shot, you don't want to play always the same shot. You want it to play with different variations every time.
Okay.
If you make music, you want them to fade, crossfade. When you have an event, maybe you change the mood of the scene, so you want to change track. You just play. Play the new one, and
that is as a complete newbie as I do.
Okay,
yeah. But with these plugins, it's easier to make it organically. I mean,
exactly. Yeah, you say you put in your 10 musics and your 152 sound effects, and then you categorize them by tags, and then with a simple function call, you say play that one.
Okay, and it's smooth and
it creates automatically all the audio sources, the audio players, which can be a bit difficult at the beginning to
handle.
Yes, okay. Some of them also deals with the downloading of external files if you have them on MP3 on the internet.
Okay, after installation or
something.
Okay, oh, great. So, and because you informally before the interview, you were telling me that you were going to start soon to develop a new Unity audio plugin.
Yes.
I mean, what's one limitations that you found the existing plugins?
Mostly, right now, what I can't use them, nothing on these three, because they have their structure, how to put in your sounds, and I don't like them. None of them I like. So the way you have to categorize or create a playlist it's good if you have to do fast a prototype. Okay, you bring in the sounds, but if say I want to add my own synthesized sounds, or I want to say one of them doesn't have pitch effects, for example, another one has. So I should make a mix of the best things of the free libraries and add audio synthesized to them.
Okay,
that's what
okay.
I need right now. None of them, single one, has all the things I like. And since I was an experienced audio programmer, I want to come back to Unity with the music and audio programming. I think it could be a good thing to do this plugin, put it on GitHub, so make it really open source. Yes, and to share the development with others. And my aim is to help the development of a very nice game is gonna start soon. And I'll do the audio for this game, and I'll do also the audio engine for it.
Okay, so maybe it will be like a prototype for the plugin?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
A stress test, and then will be released, or it will be on GitHub. So.
Okay, great, great. Do you have some basic advice for people who starting adding audio and soundtrack to their game?
Sure. Yeah, I start. The free plugins, audio plugins that are on the store, both of three have the free version. Download them and use the one you like most.
Okay, so don't start directly from the code, but use a plugin from
absolutely,
the beginning.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Because otherwise you waste a lot of time.
Yes, why waste time?
Okay, so maybe the plugin itself will teach you something about the audio structure. Or do you have some reading? Some,
you know,
author.
I guess that in obviously you have just to play the sound effects you need and put a soundtrack in the background. Both of free plugins do this.
Okay.
You just have to find the good music and find the good sound effects. That's another topic.
Yes.
So I spend more energy on finding the good sounds than on the engine itself.
And putting together the effects and the background music or introductory music is not trivial. I mean, you have to
absolutely
have music taste. I mean,
yes, and know how to mix them. Yeah, maybe you should have a musical ear.
Okay, so with this impossible task,
you can call me. I can do some consulting if you want.
Okay, so we'll give you your cellular phone number.
No, I give you my something
website.
Else.
Okay, well, that would be Stefano's website in the podcast notes. And I think this was a great short talk on, but we newbies, we have learned a huge amount of stuff. So thank you, Stefano.
Thank you. Bye.
Here soon. Bye.
Ciao.